right, so welcome, ladies. Welcome to week 6 in our series. This one is called Releasing the Past, Make Room for Your Vision. So I hope you all enjoyed your integration week. I sure did. And we talked about how time is one of our most precious resources, right? And I hope you were able to use some of the time that you set aside for the course for some other experience that's nurturing for you. So this is your sacred space and your time that you've set aside for 3 whole months. That's a lot. You know, whether you're listening to recordings or joining the class live, that's a precious resource. And I really recommend you receive as much self-care as you can fit into your schedule. I encourage it. It's really practice saying yes to it and making time for it. It's not about, it's not really about the quantity of self-care that you do, the number of things you do for yourself. It's more about we're in the spirit of slowing down and savoring receiving. That's really on another brainwave rate than we normally are operating in day to day, right? So if we're slowing down our breathing, it helps us to slow down those brainwaves and go from beta, which is the thinking mind, the chattering mind, little monkey mind swinging around, to the more alpha wave, which is a lighter state, and theta and delta are deeper and deeper and slower. We have a certain ratio of these brainwaves going on all the time. And I know some of you are healers and have studied hypnotherapy or have studied some of the dream work and know that we're in very different states of consciousness depending on the ratio of our brainwaves. And the more we slow down and get very present with our experience and come in tune with our senses through the whole body, right? That sacred sensuality is attunement through your senses with your conscious attention through your whole body. You're not really thinking about it. What you're doing is savoring, right? Savoring the touch, savoring the texture, savoring the sounds that you hear. It's really an art and a skill to savor and receive. So I just want to say that I really appreciate so much your attention, your loving conscious attention during class. It is a wonderful experience to share this with all of you. And so this week I got the idea and the inspiration that before we got into new material, we would do some review of the basics, some of the foundational facets of the program. Because when all is said and done, it's really these foundational practices that are very simple that make the big difference, that give you the shift. You know, it's not the complex and the intricate things, and it's not all the, although I love the science and the scientific explanations, and I'm always bringing that in because it's a passion of mine. Hopefully you find it interesting. Although that's very fascinating, at the end of the day, the shifts are very simple. And those are the most potent for change, for real change. So downtime. Downtime is so essential for integration. Integration is necessary for real change. So if you want to manifest something new in your life, you know, your vision or your heart's desire, whatever you're exploring in this course, and I know for a lot of you that keeps evolving, and for some of you it changes, or you see it in a whole new light. So if you want to manifest something new, you need integration. If you try to create something from the old energy, the result is not fulfilling. You know, the go, 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 and do, 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 and just pedal to the metal, hyper-masculine focus. You might manifest it quicker, but it's not worth it if you haven't loved the journey. You know, if you're not enjoying the journey, or at least most of it, it's a why bother, right? And that happens to a lot of us around midlife. We start questioning, well, what's the motivation for doing this? You know, our body starts speaking to us of exhaustion, fatigue, or symptoms, and we have to start paying attention to where our life force energy is going. You know, we want to really stay in the current of the center of the river of our life force, because that's where we're being carried, and that's where we're on purpose, and that's where we're in the flow. And remember, we talked a lot about being in the flow and even peak experiences in the first class, and also the full range of being in the flow. It's not just the peak experiences, which are wonderful, and I love to revisit them, of course, and invite them anytime they want to visit me still. But also it's our ability to be very present now in the moment as it is, and being able to go into the full spectrum of enjoying beauty, right? Beauty and joy are guiding forces for conscious experience. So how we use the time we have, what we choose to give our attention to, and the quality of that attention is our most precious resource. And that's what really influences the result. So time for integration while creating or doing is really a new concept, and especially in the modern age. You know, that the norm is multitasking and doing. And what we're questioning now, what is it all for? To get us more of what? You know, whatever we think we need to be happy. And on top of that, there's this nonstop onslaught of information coming at us. You know, I mean, the news, of course, but also, you know, emails and texts. And they don't call this the information age for nothing. You know, we are definitely in a time where we are bombarded with information. So being able to focus, to pick and choose, and not just be carried along with the mass current of information that's just bombarding us all the time. You know, we want the space. We want the space to create in a whole nother way for a quality of life, and also for a soulful fulfillment, right? These heart's desires come from these little seeds that are in our heart that we feel into at certain times in our life that give us a nudge. You know, we start to get a yearning for something, whether it's, I want to start meditating, or I want to take up some kind of textile art, you know, like weaving or working with your hands in clay, or whether it's journaling or traveling, whatever it is, we get this inner nudge. And it's kind of like being bitten by a bug in a way that is a positive sense. You know, it doesn't let go of us. You know, a true heart's desire will not let go of you. You know, you can let go of what's in the way, but the true heart's desire kind of has you, because it's coming from the soul. And the soul wants to experience or express something. And that's what we want to be listening to. That's what we want to be present with. That's what we want to bring our full attention to and give that our love, because your attention is the most important currency. That's your creative life force. And how you're spending it is important. So we've created this sacred space of connection with all of us, and this is the time where we're bringing our focus into something very sacred. And hopefully it's a lot of fun. You know, it's fun to shift, especially as women, to shift from that hyper-masculine energy of go, 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 to dropping in more deeply and slowing down and savoring through the senses all these different qualities. Whole body awareness really stills the mind. You know, you ever tried to try stilling the mind when it's chattering? You can't still the mind with the mind. It doesn't happen. But you can become enthralled with beauty that's around you. So let's just begin there, and then I'll review some of the facets of the course we've done so far. So let's begin. Take a breath with me. Put one hand over your heart, and maybe one over the belly. Just come into a landing right here in your body. On the exhale, let yourself sink into the chair or the couch, wherever you are. And then breathing in, just feel your chest rising, the belly filling, top of the wave of the breast crests, and then you let it all go. Right? Remember our wave breath. So we're filling our belly. And that arches your back ever so slightly. You know, you don't have to go into a full-out wave here. Just feel the wave of your breath filling the belly. And then as it moves up, right, your back flattens just a little bit, and the breath moves up, and you exhale. Oh, I'd like you to open your eyes, actually, and look around your environment. You're in a meditative state, or we're getting into a meditative state, deepening our breathing. And look around in your environment for something beautiful. And it may surprise you. It just may be the way the light is falling on, you know, your dresser. Or it could be an object of beauty that you've placed in your environment because you love it so much. It has meaning to you. Let your gaze rest on it, like you're looking at it for the very first time. Really notice it. You know, does it have a texture or a luster? Are there grooves or is it smooth? Is it fluid or solid? Is it airy and light, or is it dense and rich? Does it make a sound? Is it still? What's its character? What's its nature? Does it make you smile? Does it uplift you, or does it bring you peace? Does it open you, fascinate you? Just get really curious with it. Qualities of beauty are too many to name, and hopefully we run out of words and descriptions. That's the point, right? We want to be stunned by beauty. That's one of our favorite experiences. The sky right after the sun has set, when it's still throwing light up onto the clouds. That's stunning. You know, the view of the Milky Way is stunning. A flower in your garden or in a vase is. So let your mind just be with the beauty. Notice that the mind likes it too. Even if you find yourself thinking about it, you can't help but drop into that space of, wow, this is really beautiful. I love this. So you can stay with that object if you like. If you want to go deeper with that and that feels right, do that. And the rest of you, go ahead and allow your gaze to shift and find something else. And it can be an object, or it can be, you know, just an angle, right? It doesn't have to be the object itself. Like, I'm noticing my desk here in my little studio, how the angle cuts the space. I'm noticing the space around my desk. You can notice the light reflecting off a window. And remember that soft gaze, that soft eye focus. It's a little bit blurry. Just enjoy it. And you can even shift it back to a more precise kind of focused. Wow, look at the green in that wood. And you actually are absorbed in the detail of it in a very clear fashion. Right? So you can enjoy and savor both kinds of viewing. We're talking about the visual sense now, where you can kind of blur your eyes and enjoy the whole space around and including the object. And you can also get very focused on it, very clear, very pinpoint, and enjoy that. Just notice how this practice makes your body feel. Make sure you're still breathing. As the second part of this practice is just noticing the quality of beauty of whatever you're gazing upon. And then just you can reach out and touch it perhaps, or even just feel with your fingers, with your imagination is fine. You don't have to get up from where you are. Stay relaxed. So if it's out of your reach, just imagine with your fingertips touching this. Feel its coolness or its warmth or its silken smoothness or its rough texture, soft, glossy. And if there's a scent associated with it, even if it's not a fragrant flower or, you know, I have a burning candle here and a little glass lotus votive, and just gazing on that, I can get lost in that. And it's a beeswax candle, so it's not scented, but that smell of beeswax I love. It's one of my favorite scents of candle is no scent, just beeswax candles. So if it had a fragrance, what would it be like? Is it earthy or sweet? Do you feel a freshness when you engage with this object of beauty? And that would make the scent on the breeze very fresh. Or the taste, maybe it's a seashell. You know, imagine the taste of the seashell, a little salt lingering on it. So bringing in all of your senses, if it's a seashell, you know, you're holding it up to your ear, you hear the ocean. Or maybe it's the sound of silence like my candle. Just slightly wavering, the flame is moving ever so slightly. So now we're going to breathe in and savor the quality of beauty from your chosen gaze, wherever that's taken you. So for the moment, keep your eyes open as you're literally breathing and soaking it in. Really drink it in through your breath. Say thank you to it. Feel the gratitude for this reflection of beauty in your life and how it makes you feel. And in saying thank you to it, take a breath and just imagine that it's giving you its beauty. You're breathing it in. So with your deep conscious breathing in a slight wave motion, go ahead and breathe in the beauty as you say thank you to it. It gives to you. It says, here, you can have it. It's yours. You notice it. It must be within you. It's yours. So you breathe it in. saying thank you all the while, and filling the belly. Fill your belly and your pelvis with this feeling of beauty. You notice it will start to wake up. It'll say, yeah, I like that. That is normal for the pelvis to feel that. It's healthy. It's healthy to carry the energy of beauty all the way in our root chakra, second chakra, our whole pelvis, our hips, down our legs and out our feet to earth. Right? It is healthy and normal. It's your birthright to walk in beauty. At any age, at any stage of life, it is your birthright. You breathe it in. You thank it. You're filling it. And now we're raising it up to our solar plexus. Ah, we need the nourishment of beauty. We need the nutrition from it. It's like, I want to remember what it feels like to feed myself with beauty. So bringing in that sense, go ahead and taste what it feels like in the mouth and down the throat into the stomach, the digestive organs. Drink in the beauty. Taste it as you breathe it in. Breathe it in through your mouth and nose. Feel it going across your tongue, down the palate, down the throat, to the stomach. And just say thank you. And it doesn't matter if you have any sense of flavor or not. It's fine. You don't have to conjure that up if it's not there. I'm just getting a sensation. I'm not getting a flavor at the moment. But I love the feeling of feeding myself the light from this lotus candle. And I feel it in my stomach as if I've taken a drink. And I'm saying thank you. Okay, now up in the heart. The heart knows beauty so well. The heart recognizes beauty. So still, we're eyes open, and we are drinking in the full-on beauty of whatever this is into our hearts. We're breathing it in. We're heart breathing. If you want to put both hands at the heart, you can. And breathe in and out, focusing as if there's a mouth and nose underneath your hands. You give it to yourself and say thank you. And now feel like you're giving back. Right? You're breathing it in, saying thank you so much. This feels so good in my heart. And then as you exhale, give back. And as you inhale, receive. And now you're giving and receiving this quality. You have it inside you too, and you're sharing it back and forth with your breath. Isn't that fun? I love that sensation. And then go ahead and close your eyes. And then we're going to take this up to the throat. And as you breathe, there's some mouth and nose at the throat now. You're aware of this level all the way through and behind you too, behind the back of the neck, in front of the neck, the whole throat. Let's relax our necks. Now let's be willing to receive even more beauty, to notice even more beauty. Now our eyes are closed now, and we are really just making the statement to ourselves, I am willing, I am ready to receive even more beauty. I am willing and I am ready to share even more beauty. I'm willing to take it in, I'm willing to rest in it, I'm willing to feed myself, I'm willing to share it. And just let it go, let it flow. It's not something you have to effort to do. The whole point is ease. Remember from the video, the ease? I chose that quality for a reason. So feel the ease of being willing to receive beauty. Just relax and let beauty have you. I am willing. I am ready to receive even more beauty. Now up to the face and head, your whole head, and with your eyes closed, I am willing, I am ready to see more beauty. I am willing, I am ready to hear more beauty. I am willing, I am ready to taste more beauty, to smell more beauty. And all the way to the tippy top of the crown, I am willing to receive the beauty of my own spirit through my whole body. Your body, heart, and mind is the bridge between heaven and earth. We are graced to walk on this beautiful earth, and we are a bridge between spirit and earth. So let's open up to the light of our spirit. Choose your light source, whatever resonates for you, the sun, the moon, the stars, whatever it is. Take a deep breath in and say thank you, and go ahead and receive the light through your body like a waterfall of light washing through you. Say yes to it joyfully. And just like a waterfall rinsing through your body, whatever you're ready to let go of right now, whatever is ready to go downstream, let's take a breath. Top of the breath, hold. Breathe in just a little more. A little more. Exhale and release with a big sigh. Ah, let it go. Let it flow. Two more of those. Let's breathe in. Receive that light. Fill your body in the waterfall. Breathe in a little deeper, a little deeper. Top of the breath, and then exhale with a sigh. Let it go. Let it flow. Let it go downstream. And one more. All the way to the tippity top. Breathe in a little more, a little more. And exhale with a sigh. Wonderful. Okay, that'll get you present, huh? So you can keep your eyes closed for a little bit if you like, or just want to say when you're ready to open them, because I'm going to review some basics now that we're all receptive and open. When you're ready to open them, start with a soft eye focus and just be present. And if you're feeling sleepy, if you're on the East Coast and it's late, or if you're feeling sleepy, you can go ahead and do the tapping, you know, tapping between your forehead, between your eyebrows, just above the eyes, the middle of your forehead, tapping over the heart on the sternum, tapping at the belly button, and even let's go to the very top of the head too. Let's wake up. Okay, if you need to tap in, that's an integration tap. Okay. All right, I'm sure you feel a shift by now. And if your attention starts to go somewhere else, it's fine. As long as you feel complete, there's like an arc to our attention. Like, never force it, right? The idea behind inspired action and even some sort of meditation practice, if you're placing your gaze somewhere or whatever, it comes from an inspiration. It's never forced, and it is hopefully something that feels incredibly natural, like you chose an object that was so easy to rest your eyes on, that was completely effortless. Yeah, so that you could remind yourself of the qualities within you. That object is reflecting to you. It's your mirror of what is within. So it's, yes, it's a little exercise, and yes, we're activating energy centers in the body for this exercise. And then if you notice, once you complete the arc of this breathing and focus and all of that, it feels very natural to come to a still point, right, where there's no thought about what to do next. And that's great, because that still point is being, just pure being. And that is a wonderful place to resource, your infinite source. That's where you fill up. That's where you expand. That's where you're in touch with unlimited possibilities. And after a timeless amount of time, after timeless time, you spend just resting in your being, something happens. The next inspiration arises from you for what to do next, right? We're in the class, so it'll be okay what's coming next, but often, you know, if you're at home and you do a meditative practice at some point, or you're just doing conscious breathing for a minute or two, when you come to that still point, really drop into it. That's your opening. And that's the best possible way to go into the next inspired action, the doing. So if we alternate between resting in our being and inspired action and doing, it brings us into these cycles of creation. It's like a full cycle or an arc or a wave. Okay, I'm skipping ahead. Let me just, I always have bullet points when I teach ready for whatever's going to come. And I'm skipping ahead to the cycles of manifestation because that's where we are. So starting with that heart's desire, right, that arises kind of out of nowhere. And my metaphor is that it's a seed that's planted in the heart by spirit for an experience or an expression that you want to have, that the soul wants to have. And what that does is that brings about your vision. Now, it doesn't have to be visual. Your vision can be a feeling, an inner nudge, or an intuition. It's that soul's intention for experience. And it's the one that just kind of doesn't go away. It's the one that keeps coming back to you. There's something about it. Like, yes, I do want to open up to an intimate relationship. Or, yes, I do want to spend time in my studio painting. Or whatever it is. Or, yes, I do want to learn a whole new, you know, way of nourishing myself with food or a type of exercise. Maybe you want to start practicing Qigong or Tai Chi or whatever. Whatever it is, or maybe you've just gotten a fascination with color and you know you need to nourish yourself with texture and color. You know, I've done a little what I call essence shopping lately on a limited budget, and I got some beautiful things with colors and textures that give me so much energy. And it was just, you know, it didn't cost much at all, and I felt like a million bucks. It's any little thing that brings you that joy or beauty, that calls to you, is something to pay attention to and something to follow. So from your vision, when you are feeling that nudge, that inner calling, you start feeling moved to take an action of some kind. And an inspired action is fueled by joy. And we're following beauty, basically. It's what we're doing, that joyful action. Even if you're cutting vegetables, making a meal, and I was making these shiitake mushrooms and zucchini this morning and just kind of savoring, sautéing them in the pan, and just the texture of the zucchini, the sound, the way the knife sounded, kind of almost squeaking through the zucchini. And I was just savoring its texture and the smell as I was cooking. I was cooking a little coconut oil and herbs and just absolutely loving that little meal. I really slowed down, and then I ate in a meditative way. You know, and I wasn't doing it like I should, and I should be mindful and I'm, you know, supposed to be and la, la, la. I was really wanting to do this. I was loving doing this, and it was just this, felt like this luxury and a joy. So then after inspired action, guess what comes next? Integration. Integration is so important. We just had an integration week. And that's where there's like no more input. It's like enough already. You know? And enough already is because we want to be able to digest. You each have your own unique way of doing these exercises. I'm just sharing with you the way I do it, you know, the basics. And then you each come to it in your own way. And, you know, I love your emails and comments about the responses to the inquiry meditation with the stone, you know, falling through the body. Yes, it's fascinating. You know, some of you got different qualities as the stone stopped in different places in the body. And that's wonderful. You know, it's a process. It's a creative process. I'm so happy to hear that you're making it your own. It's very, that's very alive and very in the moment, and that's wonderful for me to hear. So after integration, what happens is stillness. That's that pause. You know, between the inhale, there's a pause. Before the exhale, after the exhale, there's a pause. And in the waves in the ocean, you know, they rise and crest. And then they wash. There's this still point, which you can actually drop into timeless time. And that's like true nature meditation. That's beingness. There's no exercise. You know, these exercises are really springboards into stillness. I have a wonderful teacher. Her name is Marlise Cocheret, and she'll do a guided meditation into stillness, or she'll lead a move slow movement exercise and then go into stillness from there. And I love doing that myself because before sitting, my mind is already so receptive when I've done a little slow movement or I've done one of these springboard exercises where, you know, my body, heart, and mind is now ready for stillness. And I get so much more out of it. I'm able to go deeper, quicker when I just take a few minutes to get aligned and ready to receive. So it's an option, just another option on your smorgasbord here. So after stillness, then what happens is the next heart's desire arises. And then remember we talked about the difference between the true heart's desire and the endless seeking, the grasping, right? It's very, very different. True heart's desire is for something that is so nurturing, so fulfilling that you expand who you are. You relax from your familiar zone. You relax from your old identity, who you think you are. The mind relaxes and you're open to more unlimited possibilities. You're open to the inspirations and the dreams of your creativity because as you relax from that still point, your subconscious is not bombarding you with limited beliefs. So that is something I made a video for you to follow up this class. It'll be there tomorrow afternoon on the homepage. And basically, I do a cartoon instead of a stick figure. Our goddess is very curvy, but it's like that kind of drawing. I did a very simple cartoon and went through these ideas with you visually. And just something that if you like to draw, you can draw one and play with it. If not, just watching that video, it brings it in when you can see these concepts kind of like drawn out between the connection of the vision to the heart, between the limited identity, which is the known, you know, what we think, who we think we are, what we think is possible for us, and then all these layers of these some subconscious or unconscious limiting beliefs, programming, and then beyond that into the mystery. The mystery is who we really are. The stillness is who we really are, the being of the human being, and that's where all the unlimited possibilities are. So you'll see on that that video. And what we're going to do from in this month in the course in particular is we're going to focus on releasing those limitations, I should say, we're not focusing on the limitations, we're focusing on making room for our vision. Right? The vision doesn't really take work. It already exists as a possibility, as a dream, as a intuition, even if you don't even know exactly what it is. Doesn't matter. You have a feeling about it. It already exists in a subtle energy form. So what we do now is make room for it to come in and grow like a conception, right? This is empowered feminine manifestation. So these visions and dreams are coming through us. They're called in by aligning the heart with the soul, by allowing communication between spirit and the heart. That calls the vision in. And then the conception is that excitement, that joy, that savoring of the beauty without even exactly knowing what it's going to look like. Or we may think we know, but always it's usually a surprise. And so the conception is the allowing of that alignment of the heart and vision, and then down into the body. We're saying that the pelvis is our the very sacred center for our creativity. And it's also we're grounding our vision. So connecting with the feeling of the vision, the desire of it that's true from the soul, through the heart, in through the whole body and into the pelvis, which is, yes, saying yes to the vision with your creative life force. I want to walk this one. I want to ground this one. I want to live this one. Yes, you know, I am an artist and I'm painting and I love my painting. Or yes, saying yes to whatever it is all the way into the pelvis is an exquisite experience. We will be doing that as well. Because this is the month for making clear choices, the clear yes in the body. And also the clear no. Clear no's are not full of resistance or, you know, it's not like yuck, no, you know, although you can have that experience, I do at times. But a clear no is a really in a relaxed state, like, you know, that doesn't resonate. That's a no for me. So clear yes and clear no are very important. We'll be going through that. And also, there's a pause like, gee, I don't know. I'm not sure. And that's a great place to be because you are not allowing programming to say what you should do or not do, what you should say yes to or say no to. It's like, wow, I don't know. Not sure. Yet. Because these visions are like popcorn, you know, they're sizzling with the heat of our connection and this powerful energy we're all in. They are sizzling. And so they're going to pop when they pop. And we are just simply making room for them by releasing limited beliefs and programming. So that's the focus for this month. See that video, and I'll take you through some techniques in the next three classes for releasing that and also finding your clear yes and your clear no. That's huge. I can tell you that's a big one for me, who's very much come from people-pleasing and wanting everyone to be happy and to like me. And, you know, so finding my clear no is a really big deal, you know, especially in intimate relationship, but even anywhere. And feeling comfortable with, I don't know, you know, and just pressing the pause button and being okay with not knowing is a very big deal. Okay, let's see. I'm going to go back now and see if there's anything I missed. All right, be thinking of any questions that you have or any comments you want to make. If you'd like to get into the queue to ask a question, I'm going to talk a little bit more about our foundational principles. I really wanted to use today as a review of the most important keys to empowered feminine manifestation. So, and I also wanted to introduce what we're going to be doing next. Okay, so if we're just really soaking in the review where we've been walking and taking it in deeper, and that helps you choose when you're reviewing which exercise you want to review, because we are going to be using what we've already learned in a deeper way. I'm not going to load you up with a lot of new practices. We're going to use that conscious wave breath in our releasing. And we're going to be using the inquiry. Remember asking the question and feeling that through the body? We're going to be using that with the clear yes, clear no. So every practice, there's a method to this madness, as I'm teaching. Every practice is foundational. Hopefully it's enjoyable or you find your way into enjoying it. And yes, even the Wheel of Life, if you haven't seen that video, you want to watch that because we will be using that again. I think it's in 2 weeks. I'm not positive, but yeah, we'll be using that again. So you want to make sure you see that video and review it again. But that's going to come up. Wheel of Life will come up again in a couple of weeks for another exercise. So everything we've done so far, we build on and we're deepening. So it's not a lot of like new stuff all the time. Okay. So, yeah, just enjoy your experience and relax and be thinking of any comments or questions you want to ask. And the way you do that is to press *6 and then press 1 to get in the queue. And I believe a computer voice might even prompt you after you press *6. It might say press 1 to get in the queue. So while you're doing that, if you want to share anything about your experience with the meditation on beauty, I'd love to hear it. Or if you have a question, I'd love to hear that too. Oh, let's just take a breath. And while you're doing that, I'm going to tell you, let's see. All right, let's go through some basics. Let me just check my control panel here before I do that. Okay, switching back and forth between screens. Here we go. Okay, foundational principles, like of what we've learned so far. Okay, that we've learned that being is our natural state. You know, we're called human beings. And when we're in full connection with ourselves, we experience oneness and joy naturally, right? And also that nature is really our healer and our true teacher. Nature reflects our true nature, right? The qualities that you see, that you feel, that you sense, that you feel a part of it because you are, right? You enjoy these qualities because they're inside you. Studying Eastern medicine, I learned all about the elements of nature and how they flow through the body. And it's a gorgeous symphony of elements. Everything you see in nature is inside you. I know I've talked about that several times in a lot of different ways, and you know how the rings of the tree look, when I look at the bone cells, the osteophytes, they look like rings of the tree, and how trees are, you know, our lungs are like upside down trees, and I mean just on and on and on. The filtration system of the kidneys looks like, you know, when the Nile floods or something. I mean, it's just everywhere around you, nature, its beauty is repeated in a unique way. Each one of us has a unique balance of these elements. And whatever you're drawn to in the moment in the meditations is the one you need. So if you're drawn to grounding, that's a wonderful thing. If you are drawn to, you know, the air, the flight of the bird in the air, or if you're drawn to the trees, whatever it is, the wood element, the fire element, light, it is what your body needs, and you are absolutely attuning yourself to that element. And as you breathe and slow down and drink it in through your body, you're getting a treatment. It's pretty fabulous. Okay, so the next, let's see, okay, I remember this one. Yeah, this is really important. Our feminine radiance is a byproduct of inspired connection with nature and creativity. Remember we talked about the glow of pregnancy, you know? As you're conceiving these inspirations and as you're allowing yourself to be in tune and have this energy come through you, you glow. You are like a light bulb. That's what happens. It comes through your voice. It comes through your eyes. It comes through your movements. That's where feminine radiance really comes from. And I also want to say that we all have a unique balance of yin to yang, or feminine and masculine qualities. This course is called Empowered Feminine Manifestation because that's what's needed. Not just because we're women, but because the culture is so hyper-masculine and it throws us all out of balance. It throws men out of balance too. And even if you're a woman who has a natural balance of a lot of yang energy, which is great, you still need this kind of balance with your yin energy. And even if you're a woman who has a lot of yin energy, your strengths are perhaps not encouraged or recognized. And every woman's yin energies are not encouraged or recognized as much as her yang energies, especially through our school system and in a lot of sectors in, you know, business and so on. I mean, it's rampant. So that's why I call it Empowered Feminine Manifestation, because that's what needs the highlighting and calling in. And then we have a balance of masculine and feminine within us. The masculine loves supporting the radiant feminine. Yeah, so when you stand up in your radiance and you allow it to glow, the masculine energy just zooms in to support you. That's how it is. All right. So, a couple of other foundational facets that are really important. Your senses are the gateway to present moment experience, to dropping into being, which we did in the beauty meditation this time, yes? Okay. So that is the sacred sensuality that is your birthright. And it's incredibly powerful. And remember that this sacred sensuality and beauty is a guiding force. If you want to create and joy, and you want that peaceful integration cycle, and you want periods of stillness, you know, follow your bliss is follow your joy. Okay, I sure have talked a lot, so I'm going to invite callers to go ahead and press *6 and then 1 to just share and experience anything from your integration week or anything from your reviewing, you know. Okay, so the first caller I can see, that's Bonnie from Connecticut. Hi, Bonnie, you're live.
Hi, thank you. It was so nice. This was nice.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. How are you, Bon?
I'm actually great now after this. Yesterday was like a nightmare, scary, looked like Don King, the hair, forget it. But anyway, you know, you mentioned something about the stone dropping through. I think I missed, was that...
Yeah, that's there's the latest video, which is called...
Okay. I don't want to take time, but I just wanted to check with you to see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you.
Sure. What that is that basically that's where you are focused on a quality that you want to embody, and then you are... I used a stone, and I like to use a stone for the video. You don't have to when you do the meditation, but it is fun to have a smooth stone that, you know, fits comfortably in the palm of your hand. And then you sit and you really focus on that quality of your choice, whatever it is, and you imbue that quality into the stone. And then you drop, you'll see on the video, you drop it through your body slowly, just like a stone going through the lake.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I love stones. Oh, and I have a bunch. Okay, great.
Yeah, anything else? Oh, by the way, I just want to say your paintings are amazing for that.
Oh, thank you. I have to send you the sunset one I'm working on. It's pretty great. I have to say, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. All right, but anyway, thank you, Hill. I'm going to send it to you.
You're welcome. I love that you said it's pretty great.
I know. How weird. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Bon. Okay.
Bye.
Go ahead and mute her again. All right, anybody else have a question or a comment? Anything to do with your integration week? Anything to do with any of the videos? Where, if you've noticed, if your vision is shifting at all? Okay, we got, hi, we have Myra on the line. Hi, Myra.
Hi, Hillary. This is, it's kind of a request if other people join in, otherwise too selfish of me to ask, but
sure.
I love that meditation of bringing in beauty.
Yes.
And it was so radical to me, just like bringing in joy a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, it was the first time in my work with you where you really had us say this affirmation, like,
right.
I will bring beauty in through. And I really liked it. And I just started thinking, for me in my life, where there's very little opportunity to watch videos or listen to tapes, maybe some of those exercises could be sheets, like sort of the beauty affirmation, or just some things that I could actually print. I mean, or I could listen and I could write it down. I could do that if other
that's
people
good,
aren't really.
No, those are good suggestions. I had somebody else say, oh, could you, you know, shorten or make a shorter version of this exercise or that exercise, because I want to go to in like 6 or 10 minutes kind of thing.
Because I did this course. If we have a printout of certain just basic parts of different visualizations, different meditations, I think for me at least, it would be such a huge support, and I think it would help me continue with the practice.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so thanks so much. I will definitely look into that and see what's a way to kind of nutshell the practices in print. And that's something I'll work on. Of course, this is the first time I'm teaching this course, so
it's a big ask.
That's very helpful.
No, but I mean, if it's too much work, I don't mean to put that on you. I just want
don't worry about it. I will find a way to make it fun. I'll find a way to. I think it's a great suggestion, and I'm going to be developing more and more tools and more user-friendly sort of quick go-to 5 to 10 minute things, because that is really what serves people when we're done with the course. That's what serves. So actually, I might create something. I will create something that kind of embodies that. I'll put that in my. Oops, locked conference. Hold on a second. Okay, that's, I don't know how that got clicked, but anyway. Okay, that's off. Good. Yeah, Myra, thanks. That really helps, and I'm already sort of in process with figuring out ways to nutshell things for people so they can have quick go-tos and really take this with them. Of course, that's my intention, is to have things be user-friendly and easy to access. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, it would be so cool to have a little goddess handbook.
That's in the works. I am writing, so
thanks.
All that kind of stuff is in the works. Thank you. Thanks, Myra. Anything else?
No, thank you. That was great. I really
great.
Love that.
Okay, and we have another caller. Let's see. Caller with the last four digits, 4048. You are live with me. Hello.
Hi, Hillary. Martha here in Dallas.
Hey, Martha, I'm so glad you got on the line.
Yeah, me too. I just wanted to thank you again. Beautiful, moving, meaningful meditation that I look forward to revisiting. And just two things of note as we're kind of recapping. I just love your steps for integration. And what really spoke to me was the waiting, permission to wait, and I try and remind myself to, like the Indians, sit and smoke on it and not having to react or respond or decide or commit right away, and in the flow of life, permission for waiting, and in these times, I just think it's really, really a nice reminder, so...
Oh,
thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you for that metaphor, sit on it, smoke on it. when they send the smoke up to the heavens, you know, they don't expect an answer right away. They're just sitting with the question. That's what inquiry is, by the way. Inquiry meditation, when we ask the question... It's not about getting an answer right away, and it's not even about getting an answer in words necessarily at all. It's living into the question, and I like to start my day with a question of one of the qualities I want to develop in myself. Like if, you know, I have a lot to do with, you know, teaching the course and the practice and everything. So the quality of ease is important to me. And in the morning, during sometime right after my meditation or sometimes right before, I'll pose the question, I wonder how much ease I can experience today.
Mm.
Or I'll say, nice. I wonder how much inspiration will come through me today.
Mm.
And I
Beautiful.
Love the inquiry questions. And then one of you told me that you have a teacher or someone told them that the end of the day, you know, in reviewing, asking the question, you know, how have I received beauty today might be a reviewing question. And that's an integration question at the end of the day. How have I received beauty today? That also helps us remember what wonderful things we experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
I love these questions, and not having to know is really important because it opens us up to living in the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see on this next video that'll be up there tomorrow that mystery is so important to feel comfortable in the unknown, to find a way to feel safe in the unknown.
Yes.
Isn't that huge?
It is for this girl. Yeah, it is, and it's beautiful. And yeah, I'm staying in the flow. It's amazing what comes through when we allow it. So, yeah, very nice. And then I just secondly wanted to share that I love in the meditations, and for me it's so helpful and profound, where you say you have the nose and the mouth under the hand, the cupped hand. That, to me, is just so...
Oh, good.
So great. So thank
you. So that brings it in for you in terms of the actual breathing and the consciousness in that part of the body?
Mm-hmm. And letting go of whatever is there. It's just an easy release for me.
Oh, good. Yeah, you know, I forgot where I picked that up. These exercises are kind of an amalgam of so many things I've learned, plus my own stuff. And I don't remember who first said that, but I remember thinking, wow, how basic and how wonderful.
Yeah.
The body understands mouth and nose and breathing, you know?
Right. Yeah. Good.
All right, I'm going to jump off, but thank you. Thank you.
Blessings.
Thanks, Martha. Thanks for calling in while you're traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anybody else? Let me just mute her back here. Any other question or comment, press *6 and 1 if you'd like to share. And while you're doing that, let me go back to, all right, our concepts that we're moving into for this next month, actually, the concept of making room for the vision by releasing programming, releasing the past. It's really hard to know all that we're carrying. I'm going to tell on myself. I'm going to tell you something that happened to me early in my relationship with Bruce that really surprised me, programming I didn't know I was carrying, but that showed up. And that was, you know, we live in a small cottage together, so there's not a lot of space. I do have this little studio space, which I treasure. It's like 8x10, and I'm in it right now. So that's wonderful. And, you know, when we started living together, there was a difference between our housekeeping, which is true for a lot of men and women. And in my last relationship, I was with this, like, real neatnik, you know. And I'm somewhere in the middle, really, because I'm a very creative person. So while I'm creating, I tend to make a lot of mess, but then I tend to really like to clean it up and feel the spaciousness. And so my husband is more of like a, I don't know, Mr. Wizard or something, you know. I mean, he's highly creative, and his desk space and his music room and all that is very chaotic, I'd say, and he's comfortable. His threshold is so different than mine for, you know, and I'm not a Felix Unger at all, but his threshold is very different than mine. So, you know, we have shared space, which is tiny, and then we have our two separate spaces, my studio and his music room. So I kept apologizing when I was making mess, and it was crazy. I noticed that, you know, because our living space is small, and I tend to do a lot of my work at the kitchen counter when I'm not in the studio, when I feel like being in that couple space together, you know, we're doing different things, but we're together in the same house. Sometimes I like that feeling, and so I'll just, like, take over the kitchen counter. And I noticed that when I was in the creative mode and making lots of mess, that I would apologize for it constantly. And do you know that it was only today that he looked up at me and said, "You don't have to say you're sorry." And I looked into his room, and it's so crazy messy. I thought, why am I apologizing to him? He says, "Do you know it doesn't bother me at all?" And it was just so funny that, you know, I'm seeing things through my own, the eyes of my own programming. And I live with, like, a Mr. Wizard who can live in chaos while he's, you know, writing a song or practicing or doing whatever. And thank God it's contained to the music room. But when I was messing up our shared space, I was constantly apologizing. And today is the first day I heard him. "You don't have to do that. Like, I'm the one that's okay with that. And you're the one that's not when he makes a mess in the shared space." So it was very funny. And it was an example of, oh, my God, I remember how stressed my mother was around mess in the house. She had four children, a husband that traveled, you know. There was so much going on all the time and all the cooking and so on. I mean, we helped and did chores and all that, but still, I remember the stress of shared space and the need for, you know, some kind of order and spaciousness and clean and stuff. I remember not understanding her stress. And then I also remember, you know, her programming around it, her anger around it, and just the frustration of it. So it really, I realized that my apologies to Bruce were not to Bruce. He's okay. He's more than okay with it. They were to my mother. And so I can really let that go. As I get more conscious of that, then I can sort of ebb and flow with my creativity. And I can allow myself the process of, you know, making a mess, cleaning it up, making a mess, cleaning it up. And, you know, I live with a very different being than my mother. So God bless her. She's in spirit now and all that. But I was carrying the programming as if I'm sharing space with her, and she's, like, living on inside me, you know. So I just wanted to share that with you because it's kind of an example of our programming that we don't even know we have. And it was definitely causing me stress, and I was definitely feeling sort of guilty about it, like I'm not living up to a certain standard that Bruce certainly does not have for me. I can tell you that. He's that's not one of his issues, is me making a mess while I'm being creative. So I just thought I'd like to share that, and we're getting close to time. Does anybody else have a comment or a question? I appreciate all your input. I get, you know, emails from you asking questions about the exercises. I hear, you know, oh, I've done this one exercise three times, and this is, you know, all these kind of fun reports. I'm really enjoying that. I really appreciate it. Tonight's class has just flown by. I hope you're enjoying the process. And anything that you, I'm trying to think for this video tomorrow, if you would need any further instruction for it. I don't think so. I think I mentioned in the video that I might draw a small cartoon and have Bruce scan it and put it on the homepage, but I never did that, and I don't think it's necessary. You'll see me with the big board that I write on, and you can see what I'm doing. And if you want to create your own cartoon, if you're that kind of person who likes to draw, go ahead. Otherwise, it isn't necessary. It's just to explain the concepts and where we're headed next. So let's see. Anybody else have a question, comment, suggestion? I love all your suggestions, or I take them in, and I don't know that I can execute them very fast or anything, but I take them all to heart, and you know, I'm in the process of creating and adding things to the course, and also some things may be available after the course that I speak of now if I didn't get to it. You know, we'll have a nutshell version of the exercises, as Myra suggested. That's a good suggestion. All right. Let's see. Who's this? Somebody's unmuted. Who is that?
That's me. And I just had to unmute. It's Adrian.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I was just sitting on this and enjoying listening to you and to everybody else. And I love the story of carrying our baggage and just not minding your mess at all. And he's probably told you 1,000 times it didn't bother him. And you heard him finally today. That's so wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, 5 years later. That's programming, isn't it? Something how we don't hear and we don't see because we're looking through the lens and listening through the lens of the programming.
Mm-hmm. And how doing these exercises, we can have these aha moments.
Mm.
So, Jason was so beautiful tonight, and I wasn't focusing on a particular physical object. I went to a client's home today, and it was the most magical, love-filled home.
Oh.
Just made me grin from ear to ear. And all the way through the meditation, I would just have this big smile on my face, remembering everything about this home, just the warmth of it and really the magic of it, down to a memory garden for some pets they had lost and interspecies wonderful relationships with four different species and flowers that were blooming and just gorgeous, gorgeous flowers and the aroma was so fabulous. So all these wonderful sensual things going on all at once, plus this
wow. What a feast. Sounds like a sensual feast.
It's better. So when I left, they gave me a gift, which was three of the glasses of Water Has Memory.
Really? Oh, those are Christine's glasses.
Christine's glasses. And they gave me love, gratitude, and peace.
Wow. Okay, let's tell the callers that we have a friend on the line who makes these beautiful glasses that where they're engraved with different qualities. And some of you may know, what is it, Dr. Emoto's work, where, you know, when they freeze water, when it has a certain word on it, it forms different crystals, like grace forms a certain crystal, love forms another crystal, that the energy behind the word actually imparts its qualities into the water. And that's, since we're, you know, almost 70% water, that's very significant to us. And so our friend Christine makes these gorgeous glasses. They gave you those glasses today?
They gave me these three glasses, but it gets even better. So as I was just writing some notes down, and I wrote down experience, I was just looking at the glasses through this session, and I'm looking at them and reading love, gratitude, peace. Experiencing love, gratitude, and peace. And I had an aha moment that my goal for this course, I think, is intimate relationship. And for me, this is exactly what intimate relationship is. It's love, gratitude,
and peace.
And it was this beautiful circle. So,
wow. Talk about full circle and talk about, you know, receiving. You definitely want to enjoy some water and tea from those glasses.
A lot of receiving on this end from today. So thank
you. Yeah, thank you, Adrian. That's kind of amazing.
It was a rather amazing day, yeah.
Wow.
It was a, you know, kind of grumpy, horrible, I forgot who it was, Bonnie, somebody who said earlier how awful yesterday was.
Well, yes.
Yesterday and today have been that way. And then from this client on, it's just been, nothing can bother me now. It's just wonderful.
It's so good to hear how no matter what's going on, we can experience that shift and come back into these living these qualities, no matter what.
So thank you for allowing me to put those pieces together.
You're welcome. I will make an excerpt of the meditation from today underneath the recording. I'll figure out, you know, how many minutes in it is and things like that, and post the meditation underneath the whole class recording. And then there'll be this video. And let's see if there's anything else we need to know tonight. Anything else? She's already remuted herself. Okay. All right. Well, we're just getting past time there. Thank you, everyone, for your wonderful attention. I'm going to unmute everyone so we can say blessings and good night. Hold on a sec. Okay, you're unmuted. Blessings and good night, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you.
See you next week. Good night.
Good night.